Slip. Written by Litra and read by Litra. Fandom for the people. Rated teen. Summary. Kate didn't intend to tell Anya about her mom. Kate didn't really have a mom. It slipped out. Kate didn't tell people about her family. She kept things professional. She deliberately separated work and her home life. No one in her office knew anything about where she lived or where she had grown up. They didn't know that she liked classic black and white musicals. They didn't know that she took apart her sandwiches to make sure the ratio was right every single time, or actually enjoyed bad diner coffee because they had those sweetener packets that she'd overindulged in as a kid. The closest she had come was telling Sandra about that fatal bus trip, and she hadn't seen Sandra since. Kate had never had a pet growing up. She had learned to drive on an old pickup truck in her grandfather's back field at the age of 14. She had realized she wasn't straight when she was in 9th grade. Her dad had made her hot apple cider when she told him. He'd gotten home late, and she'd been pacing the kitchen. He hadn't even asked what was wrong, just put on the kettle to boil water and listened. She'd been so scared, not of his reaction, never that, of the reaction of everyone else. She'd seen what had happened to her own family, her mom drinking more and more cheap wine until she tossed her glass in her dad's face, her mom packing a bag and driving away without even looking at where Kate was hiding behind her bedroom door. Kate had been 6. She hadn't understood until later that her mom had walked out not because of her, but because the man she married didn't love her. Could never love her like she wanted. Kate had seen her dad struggle with the looks he got. The shame of being outed before he'd been ready for it. How his job got harder and harder until he was forced out. How standing up for himself became about strict truths and cold hard facts. About how his smile became his shield. She'd seen his occasional boyfriends who never stayed for one reason or another. She'd endured through holidays where her mom was stony-faced and distant, or overly cheerful and never mentioned her dad as anything other than that man. Her dad was endlessly apologetic without actually saying a word. So yes, she'd been terrified. Her dad had put the mug of apple cider in her hands and said he loved her. He said she didn't have to tell anyone until she was ready. He said that she was strong. He said that he was proud of her. Kate was already in the habit of not talking about her home life, but that night had sealed it. She didn't mention her mom. She didn't mention any of it, and yet it had slipped out. Why had she said that? She liked Anya. She pushed. Kate always liked people who challenged her. It was exciting. Sitting in that van was too hot and claustrophobic and static sparked over everything, but it also made her pulse race like nothing had in a long time. When Anya called, she thought, maybe. When she fired the gun, she thought, yes. When Anya kissed her, she thought, this. She was absolutely terrified, and it was glorious. The end.